Hi everyone, welcome to Listen the Radio. Today's time is the social issue bullying in the real life. Our guests Nancy and Jenny. The first question, what is bullying?
Let's talk about bullying today. More than one out of every five students report being bullied. In modern society, many students aren't aware of when they are bullied. Nancy, can you explain to us what is bullying?
Bullying occurs when a person or a group repeatedly or intentionally or abuse their power to intimidate or damage someone else. Bullying isn't a single incident but sustained or systematically activities. Bullying can be inflicted upon children, young people and adults at any time of their life. Some experts suggest that bullying can happen to as many as 1 in 5 children or young people are more likely to occur during the schooling years.Unfortunately, children with disability are more likely than their peers to encounter bullying. Bullying can have serious consequences for children subjected to it. Victims of bullying are more likely to suffer from a range of issues, which may include anxiety, low self-esteem, and depression. Some parents also report feeling angry, helpless, and frustrated if they discover that their child has been subjected to bullying.
The second question.Why kids don't want to tell their parents when they are bullied?
Sometimes their scared parents will interfere and make it worse. You know, bullying can make a person feel helpless and humiliated. Telling parents recreates the environments over again. Young people are also scared that if they know, parents might think less of them. It can also be about ownership and independence. Teenagers in particular often want to keep boundaries between friends and home. They may want to handle it on their own to feel in control again. The third question, why do people bully others?
There are a few reasons why people bully others. 1 in 3 of those who bully people daily told us that they feel like their parents don't have enough time to spend with them. They are all more likely to come from larger families and are more likely to live with people other than their biological parents. There are often feelings of rejection from the very people who should love them unconditionally. They are also much more likely to come from violent households with lots of arguments and hostility.Our data shows that who bullies are far more likely than average to have experienced a stressful or traumatic situation in the past 5 years. Examples include their parents splitting up, the death of a relative, or the gain of a little brother or sister.It makes sense because we are all respond to stress in very different ways. Some of us use positive behaviors such as meditation, exercise, and taking therapy. Decide to relieve the stress. Others use negative behaviors such as bullying, violence, and alcohol abuse.Which temporarily mask the issues, but usually make them worse in the long term. The research shows that some people simply do not know how to positively respond to stress, and so default to be bullying others as a coping mechanism.
Thank you for listening this video.